HeidiTown.com. Colorado festivals and events that are HeidiTown mayor approved. Visit this town and you'll never be bored again.
Hi, my name is Heidi, and I'm the mayor of HeidiTown.com, a blog about festivals, events, and destinations around Colorado. I've always loved museums. We took a lot of road trips when I was a kid, and we always stopped at the local museum in whatever town we happened to be staying in. This week, I'm getting a sneak peek behind the scenes at the Denver Museum of Nature and Science's new Pompeii exhibit. Watch for a write-up about it on HeidiTown next week. If you haven't been to the Denver Museum of Nature and Science lately, it's time to make the trip. In addition to the museum exhibits, there's a planetarium and IMAX. Plus, they have top-notch events like the one happening this Friday. This is an adult-only party called Bacchus Raucus, a party in Pompeii. It's a toga party that includes hors d'oeuvres, entertainment, and admission to A Day in Pompeii, the museum's most recently opened exhibit. Come dressed as your favorite god or goddess and get ready to party. More information at dmns.org. From incredibly well-done small-town museums like Berthoud's Pioneer Museum to technologically advanced facilities like History Colorado in Denver, we've got so many great historic hotspots to pick from in Colorado. As many of you know, Fort Collins is about to get a new and improved state-of-the-art museum. The Fort Collins Museum of Discovery is set to open November 10th at their brand new facility at 408 Mason Court. That's just north of Cherry Street and west of North College Avenue on North Mason. I'm so excited to see the new Fort Collins Museum of Discovery. I've been watching their progress on Facebook. That's the best place to find out what's happening there, and it's going to be quite a gem in Fort Collins' crown. Northern Colorado has lots of wonderful museums. I'm getting a behind-the-scenes tour of the Greeley Freight Station Museum later this month, and we'll write about it. You don't have to be the mayor of HeidiTown to get a private tour, either. Any train enthusiast can set up a personal tour of this internationally known museum. As I noted earlier in this segment, Berthoud has an excellent little museum, and I've written about it under the museum section of HeidiTown. In fact, you can read about several of my favorite Colorado museums, including South Park City in Fairplay and Hotel de Paris in Georgetown, among others. The Loveland Museum Gallery in artsy downtown Loveland has a current show called Birds in Art, and as an amateur birder, I'm looking forward to this one a lot. I need to get it on my calendar, though, because it only runs through October 28th. Speaking of Loveland and art, there's an upcoming event I think many KRFC listeners will be interested in attending. It's the 4th annual Loveland Art Studio Tour on October 12th through the 14th. This juried exhibition is an opportunity to meet and interact with Loveland area artists in their studios. I don't know about you, but when it comes to art, whether it's painting, sculpture, or jewelry, I get even more out of viewing it when I get to meet the artist. That's why Santa Fe, New Mexico is one of my favorite towns. Many of the artists, especially along Canyon Road, are in their studios and will chat about what inspired their work. Loveland is much the same way, with artists spending a lot of time in their studios. The Art Studio Tour is a special event where private studios will open their doors to the public. Learn more at lovelandartstudiotour.com. And again, this tour runs October 12th through the 14th. That's all the time I have for this week. I hope you really enjoyed my extra culturally inspired segment. I'm married to an artist, so art and culture will always play a role in my life and at HeidiTown.com. As always, please follow me on Twitter at HeidiTown, circle the town on Google+, and join the town's block party at facebook.com/HeidiTown.com/FB. Thanks for listening.
Well, that's today's segment. Any questions or comments, contact our mayor, Heidi, at HeidiTown.com.